Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You might remember that earlier this week, we had an opportunity to speak to recording artist Kay Camp right before the release of his new project, In Due Time. What we always have heard, you know, behind every great man is a great woman, and today we're able to talk to Mama Camp. She is the mother of recording artist Kay Camp. She's here to talk to us not only about what it's been like for her to watch her son's success, but she's literally been there with him through the process. We're going to talk about that. And also, of course, remind you guys how you can stay in contact with the both of them. Mama Camp, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, I was telling you before we went live here, one thing that I really struck me about, you know, Kay Camp's story is one that I can relate to, in that knowing that, you know, you have a strong mother there that's been able to not only have your back but also be a part of the process as you've been able to grow. You know, as I mentioned, his new album just released this week, In Due Time. What has it been like for you as a mother to be able to see where he came from and to now where he's going?
Wow, it's surreal. It's definitely it puts dreams back into perspective. And I did this just to help him chase his dreams. I've put everything aside just to get on board and just to be at this level right now. It's surreal. Dreams do come true. And I encourage other parents to chase dreams. Chase their children's dreams. Get on board with them, no matter how far-fetched they may sound. It happens.
Exactly. And I think, too, the other thing about you, Mama Camp, is, I mean, when you say you went all the way in for real. I mean, as to this became your life just like it was his. Was it because of the dedication that you saw with him that really made you say, you know what, he really wants this?
Yeah, just as I said before, being a parent, you have, like, your kids, they have different ventures. They have, you know, one minute they want to play. He was a basketball player. He had been playing since he was 5 years old, and that was his dream. He wanted to be an NBA player. And then, of course, you know, in the course of raising children, they have three or four dreams, and you're not sure which one to focus on, if you focus at all. You know, sometimes it's just talk. But the rapping, I remember him being about 13, 14 years old, and he was spending the night at one of his friend's house. And I was on my way to church, and I ran into his little black composition book. And I opened it up, and when I saw the lyrics, I was on my way to church. I had to take the book to church. And I end up asking my pastor, I said, please, please tell me what to do, because I'm about to go home and kill him. So He had been, I think at that point I kind of knew that that was something, you know. I mean, the words were creative, but for a 13-year-old, you know, shooting you in your chest and doing all that other stuff was a little bit unacceptable. So I was a little bit livid about it. But when he was 17 and he had a song out that was real popular with the colleges, and he had people calling him to sign promotional contracts, I was like, okay, this guy may have something. You know, this kid really is into this rap thing. And I love the song, but this is when I kind of, you know, went in to start managing him. You know,
exactly.
He asked me to manage him, and originally I told him to get out of my room, close my door. And then, after that, I took him serious. So.
Yeah. And now, of course, what you have gone through, you know, the labor of love that you put into this and his hard work have all kind of come full circle, and you all are all being blessed for it, you know. And, you know, the idea, and I mentioned this to Kay Camp, because, you know, as for those of us who don't know what it's like to have a song on the radio, for those of us who don't know what it's like to perform in front of crowds and to hear your own words coming back at you, I don't think we really appreciate, you know, what that is. And for him, what struck me about what he said to me about that, Mama Camp, was that it really was a validation for him that this was his thing. Is that what you see when you see the way his fans respond to him and the way that he gets all of this love? Is that what you feel?
Definitely. It definitely validates. This is real. I can't put into words the joy that I feel, because I knew my son's, I knew his passion. And I remember where he used to always tell me, like, he didn't want the fame. He just wanted the world to hear his music.
Right.
And he's been this humble little guy. But the fame came along with it, which was great. And when I see people singing his songs, or when people pull up in cars and they're playing his song, I'm like, man, it's really, really crazy. It's really awesome. Or when I used to hand out his CDs everywhere I go, and people were like, what you know about Kate Camp? I was like, I know everything about Kate Camp. I'm his mom. And when people start reacting to me being his mom, I was like, okay, my son has definitely made it, because they want my autograph and they want to take pictures with me. I was like, he's doing something right. So
yeah.
It's an awesome feeling. It's a blessing. And I'm elated about the whole journey.
Yeah,
but
and
it's
I think
not
that
over.
Is
every day.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not over, and I think that is the inspiration for all of us. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to Mama Camp. You know her as the mother of recording artist Kay Camp, who was on this program earlier this week. We're talking to her not only about the success that her son has been able to have, but the journey. And I wanted to focus on the journey, Mama Camp, because a lot of times, and you know this probably better than me because you've been there with him, that a lot of times people just see the success, and that's what they base everything off of. That's what they want. But do you think the reason why he's still here, because one of the things he said to me that I kind of pushed back on him a little bit of, when he called himself on our program the underdog, and I asked him, I said, do you really see yourself as the underdog? And he says, yeah, I'm the underdog like Rocky. And then it made sense to me what he meant. So do you think that is why he's still here, that not only is he talented, but he has that spirit in him that regardless of what happens, he's not giving up on it?
Exactly, and that's exactly how I look at him. I mean, we were all cheering for him because we knew what he had been through, and what he had been through was very disheartening, and it was disheartening, especially, I know it was disheartening for him, but it was extremely disheartening for me, being his mom and seeing his pain and seeing him overlooked and seeing his, people didn't understand his vision, people didn't understand, they put him in a situation where he was very talented, but then someone else came into the forefront and took his shine, and
right.
they kind of pushed him to the back. And this was a time when we were all struggling. And I'm the type of mom that, I'm still going to teach you responsibility. I remember my son having to pay a $50 phone bill, and he didn't have the phone bill money. And one day he came into my room, and I'm like, hey, you got the 5 o'clock to come up with, my phone bill money. And he came into my room, and he said, Ma, this is the situation. And I'm on this song, and this person on the other, the other person that's on the song has made about $24,000, and I can't even get a show, and I don't have your cell phone bill money. And when he said that to me, I mean, of course, there was a lump in my throat, and the only thing that I could tell him is to pray, and I want you to pray for that other person's success, because what's for you is going to be for you.
Right.
And to see him come up from that particular bottom and now be on the charts, and he's two songs away from matching Beyonce's numbers. It's amazing. It's truly amazing, and he is the underdog. He is the underdog.
Yeah.
And he's rising to the top, and it's a joy to see.
Yeah. Did you believe? And mothers know these things. I know my mom tells me this all the time, Mama Camp. But did you know that he would be a role model for others as to what was possible?
I knew that I had instilled a lot. I grew up with my grandmother, and I I've always had cliches and different things that I've always instilled in my children. I know they got tired of it, but it's so funny because I see a lot of it. I see him being, you know, being just as motivating as I was to them. And when people call me and say, hey, your son is so motivating, or your son make me want to get out and do something, or your son, you know, have changed my life, it's, you know, he may rap about, you know, the party life, but he also has a message. And he is motivating a lot of people. And I can't say that I'm surprised by it, but to honestly say, did I see him being a motivator? No, I didn't see it. But I'm not surprised because, you know, usually children don't kind of, you know, they don't display the things that you've taught them until they get a, you know, get to an age of appreciation. So as a teenager, no, I didn't see him motivating. But as a man, that, you know, the man that he is now, he is extremely motivating. And I'm blessed to have him.
Yeah, and now that blessing is being passed on to all of us. Again, everyone, Mama Camp has been our guest. We've been talking to her not only about, you know, the journey of her song, recording artist Kay Camp, but what it's been like for her to be in it and what it says about her, not only as a mother, but I think also as someone who believes the dream, as you talked about, Mama Camp. I think that is the whole thing for all of us, you know, to be that motivator and not to be the one to steal the dream, but be the one to encourage the dream. And that's what you were able to do. And that is, even as he says, you know, is why he is able to do what he's doing today, because you were able to have his back that way. And I think that says so much. I think it also says a lot, you know, with Mother's Day approaching, you know, why it is so important to appreciate the sacrifices. You know, it's very easy for us to focus on, you know, what is not happening or when someone does not show support. But I think for those who have been in our corner, as you've been in his and others have been, I think it's so important to be able to say thank you, you know, and to be able to do that the way that he's able to do. What advice do you have for people out there? You mentioned something earlier, but what advice do you have out there, Mama Camp, for those out there with a dream, regardless of who they are or what their age? What advice would you have for them about the importance of not giving up on it?
Just my advice is never give up. If your child has any type of passion for anything, and if this is something that, you know, that he or she wakes up and thinks about and goes to sleep and think about and read every day, and you know, you see that most of their attention is going towards one thing, I think, you know, hop on board. Even when they don't feel that they can do it, you know, find out ways to bring out that potential, because sometimes they're not sure how to tap into it. And the world can be so discouraging. The world can be extremely discouraging, but you have to encourage them that they can do anything. Anything is possible. And like I said earlier, dreams do come true, and he's a witness to that. Mm-hmm. So never give up on your dream, and never get too busy, and never be scared of sacrifices, because it's all worth it.
It's all worth it. Totally agree with that. Mama Camp, thank you so much for your time. I know we both have people we want to thank. I'm going to let you go first. Who would you like to give a shout-out to?
I want to give a shout-out mainly to my son, Kay Camp. Well, first, give an honor to God. But my son, Kay Camp, the 427 team, TJ, JR, TJ Chapman, JR McGee, my daughter, who makes sure that her brother stays humble. and all of his close friends that are like sons to me, my grandmother, my family, my friends, my sisters, just everybody. And I thank you all. I thank everybody for supporting my son's record. I promise he loves his fans. He really loves his fans, and he knows that it couldn't have possibly had happened without the DJs, without the fans, and without the support of his team. So thank you, guys.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I know they appreciate you as well. I also want to thank Tara Thomas Agency for setting up this conversation with us today. It really has been a pleasure speaking with you. Mama Camp, I really appreciate you coming by. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're more than welcome. And we thank all of you for tuning into this edition of Conversations Live. If you came in late and missed part of the program, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.